This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million. More than 2 million of them are in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October the 1st. China is reporting 40 more virus case infections today as it increases testing and lockdown measures in the capital. Beijing has counted more than 100 cases since Friday, with many traced to the largest wholesale market. The World Health Organization calls the outbreak a significant event. North Korea has followed through on its threat to demolish the de facto inter-Korean embassy just north of the border. Pyongyang's latest move to ratchet up tensions with Seoul. Charles de Ledesma has this from Associated Press.
The move sharply raises tensions on the Korean Peninsula amid deadlocked nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. Seoul's unification ministry says the building in a North Korean border town was destroyed early afternoon but gave no further details. News agency photos showed smoke rising from what appeared to be a complex of buildings, the agency saying the area was part of a now-shuttered industrial park where the liaison office was located. The North had earlier threatened to demolish the office as it stepped up its fiery rhetoric over Seoul's failure to stop activists from flying propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Though the explosion is a slap in the face to Seoul, the move is seen as largely symbolic, as the office had not been functional for some months. New Zealand has confirmed two new cases of coronavirus, ending a 24-day streak of no new infections in the country, and India's health minister is now being tested for coronavirus. This is VOA News. Tuesday's big rally in Asia carried over into Europe as investors cheered new moves by central banks in the U.S. and Japan to help the global economy recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ continue to trend upward in futures trading, indicating a positive opening for Wall Street. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that federal employment laws protected LGBTQ workers from discrimination. In a landmark 6-3 decision, the court ruled that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed to the bench by President Trump, joined the majority opinion. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to sign an executive order later today instituting some police reforms. Proposals for police reforms come after 3 weeks of nationwide protests renewed by the death in police custody of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in Minneapolis, Minnesota, after an officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Now, Floyd's was the latest case to spark outrage at the use of force by police, but last Friday night brought another, with police shooting dead Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, Georgia. India says at least three of its soldiers have been killed in a confrontation with Chinese soldiers along their disputed border in the Himalayas. The India Army says a violent face-off took place on Monday night with casualties on both sides. China is accusing India forces of carrying out provocative attacks on its troops. The United Nations says for the fifth consecutive year, Afghanistan is the deadliest country on the planet for children. In its annual report, the UN Secretary General says more than 3,000 Afghan children were killed in 2019, and nearly as many were injured. Doctors Without Borders has withdrawn from a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan, a month after unknown gunmen raided the facility's maternity ward and killed 16 women. No one has taken responsibility for the May 12th assault on the hospital. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is revoking the emergency use authorization for a malaria drug promoted by President Trump as a treatment for COVID-19. The FDA says there's growing evidence that hydroxychloroquine, along with chloroquine, are not likely to be effective in treating the coronavirus and could cause deadly side effects. The UN Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on Wednesday on the current racially inspired human rights violations, systematic racism, police brutality, and violence against peaceful protesters. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.